Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday presented by DraftKings. What does that mean? It means really this is how I approach every day, but it's how we especially approach Friday. Have an awesome day, especially those of you working today. Have an awesome day so you can feel good about it tonight when you're hopefully with family or friends or daddy sodas or food or whatever. We finish the work week strong so that we can enjoy the weekends. Everybody's working for the weekend. I got to tell you, by the way, I know I'm a terrible singer. But in my head, when I sing, it's not that terrible. It's not that bad because I don't care. I'm just having fun. Some guy, by the way, I did get one email. Overwhelming majority of you want me to keep singing. One guy said he was done. He's had it. Can't do it. Sorry, Joe. Don't know what to say. Everybody else seems to like it. We also have winners on Friday. Mike Singletary.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
I got to tell you guys, this is as happy as I've been in a while with you, all of you. I saw at least 4 or 5 people quote tweet yesterday's show with Greg Cosell, which, by the way, was very smart of you because Greg Cosell said A.J. Dillon gets between 15 to 20 carries. He did. Aaron Jones used more as a receiver. He was. Greg Cosell did Greg Cosell things. Last night, very, very impressive. Great one to quote tweet. But I also told you that I was looking for a few good Facebook sharers. Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. I'd really like to get that to 10,000 people that like my Facebook page. At any rate, a lot of you must have privacy settings because I see 5 or 6 people sharing it. But most of you have like your privacy, so I can't see who it is. So the guy I could tell shared it is Joel Buckwalter, who I believe is from Akron. So Joel, hit me up, ross@rostucker.com. I've got so many press passes from this season, bro. You don't even know. I mean, let me just pull some out while we're on the show here. I've got Eagles preseason, Eagles, Jags, Eagles versus Patriots. How about my 2019 Eagles season pass? Incredible. I actually have 2 of those, which are amazing. Eagles Steelers. You ever heard of them? Eagles Jets. This for Jets ones. Wake Forest Army. Incredible. Charlotte. Yale UConn. UConn's first win in 3 years. Eagles Bucks. Nevada, New Mexico State, UB Bulls, a bunch of Army ones. Ravens Chiefs is sweet. I mean, I am loaded up, absolutely loaded up for you guys. All you have to do is win one of the contests like Joel Buckwalter just did. Congrats, Joel. Same with Tracy Madden. She's the sponsor confirmation email winner. She got native. Actually, I say she. You can be a man and be named Tracy as well. Tracy Rocca, defensive lineman from Auburn. Anyway, so Tracy, either male or female, I don't know, took advantage of the Native deal, nativedo.com. So, Tracy, let me know what press pass you want. The YouTube shout-out goes to Glenn Murphy Jr. It was clear that Glenn Murphy Jr. was a first-time subscriber, first-time commenter to youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, which I love. I'm going to confirm it on Sunday, but I believe I have 3 Maddens left, and we're going to send out an email next week with a funny story that you'll like and the way to win the next Madden. I've got 3 left if you want a free copy of Madden. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Thursday Night Football, Ross. It was the Packers in Arizona. 24-21. No more undefeated teams left in the NFL.
Right. A lot to get to here, Bri. What a wild game. Bri, by the way, you're wearing a Chargers hat. I mean, we're supposed to be objective journalists here. Like, you're totally ruined. Okay, you went backwards with it. All right. All right. How'd you get that hat, by the way?
It's from a game that we did. It was a Chargers game at Jacksonville a few years ago. And one of the guys I was working with went into the locker room after the game was over. They were wearing these hats during the game and grabbed a couple of them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Very cool. I love the Bolts. I hope they grow a fan base there in LA. Anyway, we already knew no JJ Watt for the Cardinals. Looks like he's done for the year. No Devontae Adams, Alan Lazard, or D coordinator Joe Barry for the Pack. And the Cardinals were down to their number 3 center. Rodney Hudson's on IR. Max Garcia's hurt. This is pro football, dude. This is how it works. You get to this point in the season and guys are banged up. And it looked like the Cardinals were going to have a big day early. Kyler Murray threw a bomb to DeAndre Hopkins, who like stopped his route mid-route. I don't know if I've ever seen this before. Stopped his route mid-route to almost act like it was a back shoulder throw. And then he kept going. Incredible. And Eric Stokes, the rookie, misplayed it because Hopkins threw him off. However, Hopkins tweaked his hamstring on the play and was kind of in and out of the game after that. He should have stayed out. They need him for 10 days from now. He should have stayed out. That was not wise. And they called the touchdown back because Hopkins had actually yanked on Stokes' face mask. And he did. You're allowed to hit another man's face mask. You can't grasp it. You can butt it. You can stiff arm it. You cannot grasp it. But anyway, it didn't matter because Chase Edmonds, who lives like 2 minutes from me here in Harrisburg, ended up scoring anyway. I'll tell you what, I can barely even tell whether it's Kyler Murray, Chase Edmonds, or Rondale Moore. They're all little fast dudes with single-digit numbers. I can't even tell who's who when they have the ball. At times, the Packers answered primarily A.J. Dillon. Greg Cosell had that call. Aaron Jones on the ground to make it 7-7. One of the big plays in the game, Rondale Moore. He muffed a punt near the end of the first half and hilariously acted like he didn't touch it. Hey, Rondale, they got like 100 cameras there, Brotato Chip. Okay. They can see that it touched your fingers. You got to go get the ball, man. You know that it touched you. You got to go get the ball. However, kudos to the Cardinals defense, or maybe what is the deal with the Packers offense, because the Packers went with 3 straight passes from the 3-yard line, even though on the previous drive, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones had been running over fools. No idea why they did that. Had to settle for a field goal. To the second half we go. It's 10-7, Packers. Kyler Murray, under duress, throws a tough interception on the first drive of the second half. Randall Cobb scores a touchdown. One of 2 second-half touchdowns, by the way, for Randall Cobb. So the Packers are up 17-7. Kudos to the Cardinals, though. They just keep coming. They only had 7 points going into the fourth quarter. But they just kept playing. James Conner, another Pennsylvania boy, Erie, born and bred. He ends up getting 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So there were 4 touchdowns in the second half. 2 by Randall Cobb, 2 by James Conner. And then a lot happened late in the game, okay? The Packers, up a field goal with like 3 minutes left, they come up short on fourth and goal, up three, late from the five. I think from the five-yard line, I think you kicked the field goal there. Steve Fezzik might disagree, but I think you kicked the field goal to go up six. You make the Cardinals have to score a touchdown. It's a big difference, really big difference, field goal and touchdown. So I would have kicked the field goal there. Packers go for it and come up short. And Kyler Murray immediately marches the Cardinals down the field, gets the Steve Fezzik prop bet. For those of you that tailed Steve's bet on the Even Money podcast or you saw it on social media for the Kyler Murray over, march down the field. But then Kyler Murray gets picked off on second down from like the 4 yard line by Rasul Douglas when AJ Green didn't even turn around and look for the ball. I still haven't seen an explanation for that. I'll Google it then. But AJ Green didn't even look for the ball. It was kind of a crappy way for a game like that to end, to be honest with you. I mean, kind of a brutal way for that game to end. But ultimately, Packers get the win. And I think their offensive line had another nice game. Still no center or left tackle, and they played well. The huge news, or the big bummer for the Packers coming out of it, is the injury to Robert Tonyan. Tonyan, it looks like he tore his ACL, which obviously is a major, major bummer. Almost like this morning, I will be driving up to Buffalo because I'm doing the Bowling Green at Buffalo game tomorrow. It should be pouring like the whole time. Never fun to drive in the rain. Thankfully, I'm all about AutoZone and AutoZone Visibility Week, November 1st, November 7th. They've got exclusive deals to make sure you have visibility behind the wheel over the next 4 or 5 months. You get a $10 bonus reward when you buy two Rain-X Quantum wiper blades, as long as you're in the AutoZone Rewards program. Then you get a $25 bonus reward when you buy a Sylvania LED Fog Twin Pack. So long, daylight savings time. AutoZone Visibility Week right around the corner. Ready to see more and drive safer? Visit your nearest AutoZone or head to AutoZone.com to start your job today. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
All right, let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Jets.
Yeah, so the Bengals are going to win this game. If we're talking about every single team that's going to win their game, the Bengals are going to win this game. I do not think the Bengals are going to lose to Mike White, who gets the start at quarterback. I am confused. I remain confused by the Jets trade for Joe Flacco, especially if Mike White starting this week. Although I saw something where Flacco wasn't actually going to report to the Jets until today. Maybe it's on a trade. You have 3 days. I don't know what's going on there. It's bizarre. I like the Bengals to win the game. And there's a couple of good options this week. But I think the Bengals are a pretty darn good lock them up option. Survivor pick. They seem like a mature team, even though they're young. Very impressed by them the last couple weeks. They're not losing to the New York Jets. Lock up the Bengals, Bri.
Your Survivor / Knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Next game, the Titans at the Colts.
One of the games of the weekend. Absolutely cannot wait for this one. I mean, I can't remember who said it for the Colts, Darius Leonard maybe, but it really is almost a must-win game for them. I mean, they cannot afford to fall behind that many games against the Titans, and they will be 0-2 against them head-to-head. Kind of crazy that they're playing against them in division twice early in the season. I think they played them once already, unless I'm losing my mind. At any rate, Colts need to win the game. I think they're gonna. I think the Colts are playing at a really high level. I think the Colts realize how important this game is. They're playing at home. Could go either way, but I'm going to take Indianapolis to get it done. Oh, I should say the Cincinnati Jets game is going to be 27-13 Cincinnati. The Colts Titans, awesome game, 24-23 Colts.
Next game, Rams Texans.
Yeah, so I it looks like Tyrod Taylor is going to play for the Texans, which gives me a little bit of pause. I'm in a survivor pool, and I took the Rams this week, and that definitely makes me wonder a little bit, taking the Rams on a survivor pick now that Tyrod's playing. I still think the Rams win the game, but Tyrod certainly gives the Texans a much better chance. The Rams are playing really well, though. Stafford's kind of a machine. I mean, there's certain teams that are just playing really well. The Rams are one of them. I think it's definitely closer with Tyrod, though. Definitely closer. I'm curious to see if the betting line has reflected that. It looks like it's still 14 points, so it hasn't. I'll take the Rams to win this one. 31. I'll give Tyrod 17 points. 31-17, but you can still lock him up, Brian.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cleveland Browns.
So, this game could go either way. It sounds like Baker Mayfield could still go either way. So, that's part of the issue with making these predictions. I mean, heck, we make our bets on Even Money Podcast on Tuesday morning or Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's not easy to be making them even on Friday when you don't really know the status of starting quarterbacks. This game could go either way. I'm going to take the Browns, but I don't really feel good about it. I think this is a toss-up game, which is why I really like the Steelers and the points. But I'll take the Browns since they are at home and they're getting Nick Chubb back. They might get Mayfield back. Boy, I really don't feel good about this one. I'll say Browns win 20-17.
Eagles, Lions.
So here's my logic here, okay? Number one, the Eagles really are not playing very well. Number two, the Lions have been competitive in every game except that Bengals game. Number three, the Lions are not going 0-17. They're just not. And when you look at their schedule, this might be their best game to win. I mean, this is as good of a game as any for them to win. This feels like the game that the Lions would win. So I'm going to pick them to do exactly that. I'm going to pick the Detroit Lions to win this game based on a reeling Eagles bunch that hasn't figured it out schematically, and a Lions team that has nothing to lose, and they're playing pretty well. Give me the Lions to win this game again 20-17, back-to-back 2017 games. And, Bri, I know it's your favorite part of the show. You can let the doggies out.
Ross's Underdog of the Week. Who let the dogs
out? Next up, the San Francisco 49ers at the Chicago Bears.
The way you say San Francisco, it always sounds to me like you're going to say the San Francisco treat. It always, the San Francisco treat. So I'll go with the Niners. This is another one I don't really feel good about. The issue is the Bears are kind of a mess. I mean, I don't know if Nagy's coaching or not. It doesn't feel like the Bears have made a whole lot of progress on offense. I guess they're running the ball a little bit better, but they're like 32nd in almost every offensive category, certainly every offensive passing category. And I know the Niners are struggling a little bit, but I'm not taking the Niners to lose to the Bears the way the Bears are playing right now. This feels like a gigantic game for both teams. You know, if you want to stay in the mix and have your fans feeling decent about the rest of the year, you got to win this game. I'll show some faith in Jimmy Gorgeous, if you will. Jimmy Garoppolo. I'll say the Niners win the game. No Khalil Mack's big, too. I'm going to go 23-16. Niners win by a full touchdown.
Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons.
Boy, this is another big swing game for these teams, right? I mean, you know, you're feeling much differently about where you're at as a franchise, depending on how this one goes. And I do kind of feel like, on some level, if the Panthers keep losing and they don't have a path to getting a quarterback, I wonder if there's some truth to Matt Rhule going back to college. I don't think so, but he's smart enough to know if you don't have a quarterback, you can't win. I'm taking Atlanta. Until the Panthers get out of this funk, or McCaffrey comes back, or Darnold plays better, I'm going with Arthur Smith and the Atlanta Falcons. I've been impressed with them recently. Kyle Pitts is a stud. Give me the Falcons to win again. Falcons could easily be like 7-1 after this game. No, 6-1 after this game. Atlanta, 24. Carolina, 20.
Miami Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins gonna lose. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins. Use the Buffalo Bills in your survivor pool pick if you choose. So, dude, you're gonna be at the game, right, Brian?
I am, yes.
Yo, we're like ships passing in the night. I'm doing the game at University of Buffalo Saturday and then driving back for a Halloween party, another family Halloween party. I will wave to you, Bri. I will wave to the airport as I drive by it, coming back home to Pennsylvania as you're up there. So the Bills are a good survivor pick. The Dolphins are not winning this game in Buffalo. Now, I personally think that the betting line is a little overinflated. I don't think I took the Dolphins in the points, but I wish I did. I feel like Tua Tagovailoa is playing too well to give that many points. But I do think the Bills take care of business and win this one. The problem is the Dolphins' defense hasn't stepped up this year. I'm going to say 31-23. The Bills win, but the Dolphins give them a run for the money. You can still lock them up. Bills are going to win the game, but I think the Dolphins keep it closer than the experts, the odds makers would have you believe.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
New England Patriots, Los Angeles Chargers.
San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Chargers. I'll go Chargers. This is another one where I think it's closer than the old experts think, but I'll go Chargers. I just think at this stage of their development, Mac Jones playing well. Herbert's a really good player. Chargers coming off the bye. They were embarrassed by the Ravens their last time out. I have a tough time picturing the Chargers coming out and not playing pretty well. I'll take the LA Chargers. It would be so much cooler to be able to say the San Diego Chargers. I'm sorry, it just is. I'll go LA Chargers. 24-20. Actually, I think the Patriots are going to run the ball on them. 27-24 Chargers.
Jacksonville Jaguars at the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm very tempted to take the Jags here. The Seahawks cannot score. Jags feeling good about themselves. They got a win. Now they're coming out and feeling some momentum against the Seahawks team that just cannot score. It's just hard to trust the Jags. I know they won a game, but it's hard to trust them, especially on the road in Seattle. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wimp out. 21-20, the Seahawks win with DK Metcalf getting a couple touchdowns. 21-20, Seahawks, but it's close. Speaking of close, I know some of you are close to starting small businesses or having successful small businesses. You know what you're doing? You're overcoming the odds. You're rewriting the playbook. You're delivering under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, it's a network working for everyone.
Washington football team at the Denver Broncos.
This is another one where I am tempted to take the road team. Von Miller's beat up. Washington coming off of one of their best games of the year, even though they lost. The Broncos have lost four straight. They're reeling, but I feel like this is the game where they right the ship. This is the game where the Broncos bounce back, get a much-needed win for everybody involved. Lower-scoring game because Washington's defense starting to play a little bit better. 24-23 Broncos. Getting Jerry Jeudy back really helps.
Tom Brady and the Bucs at the Saints.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to think the Saints are going to win this one. It does feel like the Saints have Brady's number a little bit. They certainly do a heck of a job with defensively against him, especially Mike Evans. Lattimore just locks up Mike Evans in these matchups. They just can't stop him. Saints defense playing really, really well. So I do think this is a lower scoring game, which certainly gives the Saints more of a chance for the upset. But I'm not going on an international podcast and picking Jameis Winston to beat Tom Brady. Nope, not going to do it. 17-16, super low scoring, Brady and the Bucks.
Sunday Night Football, Cowboys, Vikings.
So it's incredible how much this line has moved, Bri. Tuesday, if you remember, on the Even Money podcast, we got it as a teaser leg. From this, the Vikings were getting 2.5 points, took them up to 8.5. Now the Vikings are laying 2.5 points because the more that Dak Prescott talks, the more it sounds like he's not going to play. So it's really very simple. If Dak Prescott plays, I think the Cowboys win the game. I don't think he's going to play. I think they're going to err on the side of caution unless he's really laying on thick in the gamesmanship category. I'm going to say that the Vikings win the game because Dak does not play. And I think it's 24-17 that the Vikings get this done. Gosh, I thought they were going to be underdogs, but the line has changed so much on the Dak news.
All right, and finally, Monday Night Football, the Giants and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. I mean, I think the Chiefs are a decent survivor pick if you want to go there. I'd be really surprised if they lost this game. I mean, Monday Night Football coming off a terrible loss to the Titans. The Giants are still pretty beat up. The Chiefs can't lose this game, dude. I mean, they can't lose this game. I don't think they will lose this game. But I do think the Giants can keep it close for a while. I think it ends up being Giants defense is pretty good. 27-20. That the Chiefs get it done, but the Giants cover the spread for those of you that are so inclined. 27-20 is what I will go with the Chiefs winning the game. I will also say that some shout-outs are in order. Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com. Two reminders. Number one, make sure you check out the latest promotions that DraftKings has on the Sportsbook app or the DFS app. And number two, the link we post. Every time we post a show on social media, that link, it's a Linktree link. There's a link there to sign up to get my email newsletter. You definitely want to get that to see how to win the next Madden. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.